And my job as a lexicographer is to try to put all the words possible into the dictionary.
Yeah, that's right. Are you Wordle obsessed like me?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
What was your score?
Is there a score? I don't know what the score is.
Okay, for those that...
I don't get the scoring part.
...are listening to this right now and you're sitting in your car thinking, what the hell is Wordle? Would you like to explain how it works?
Absolutely. So it's just this website. Just Google Wordle and it's going to come up. And basically, it's this grid and you put in a five-letter word... And then you hit enter and you see if you've got it. And it tells you if you've got some letters in the right spot, some letters if they're the right letters in the wrong spot, and some that are the wrong letters, right? And then you've got five or six goes to try and figure out what the word is. Crack the code, if you will. If you have a curious mind, this is for you.
Nah, it was so good. I was getting really cranky. a couple of minutes ago, and then I nailed it. So I got down to number five, my fifth go.
Okay.
And got it.
Nice work.
Yes. So bored by this.
So game. Happy.
So word game's not for you, Maddie. You never played Scrabble?
Do you know what? No, I have, but I can think of 25 other better things to do with my day than sit there trying to guess some random words.
Oh, for 3 minutes. It took me barely 3 minutes. Open your mind, Maddie. Challenge yourself.
You've got to grow your curiosity about the world.
Look at you, sheep. Man. Hey, Jackson, are you playing Wordle?
No way. Get outside, get a tan, get a life. You're regret it when you're like on your deathbed. You thought, I wasted all that time playing Wordle. How lame.
I will be relishing in my Wordle score. Thank
and
you very much.
And how good you get.
You were even posting it on your Facebook yesterday.
Yeah,
which was very unusual
it.
For you. What was your score yesterday?
Yesterday, 4.
What was yours just
first
now?
First time ever playing it.
Technically 4 was my score.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. See, smashing it.
And I have a 2-day streak now.
Hey, winning.
That's some real currency in life.
That's a hot streak.
It's going to get you nowhere.
Don't need your judgment. So take your sass elsewhere.
What kind of words were on today?
Well, you can't. Well, I'm not going to say it because
everyone in the world does the same one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a universe.
Well, you don't want to actually say what it is.
Tell us.
No way.
There's a universality to it as well. That's the other good thing about it.
The cool thing is, once you actually do get it correct, it doesn't come up, so you can share it. But they don't tell you what the word is.
Danny, okay, I just got it on 5.
Danny, are you Wordle obsessed, or do you think it's a lot of BS?
Oh no, I'm Wordle obsessed. Oh,
yes, Danny, welcome to the club.
How good is it, right?
Wordle is awesome, but I do not clog up my Facebook feed with my scores. I actually have a Facebook chat group where I share it with my students.
Oh, that's good. So you got because it's just a copy paste thing, right?
Yeah, there's 5 or 6 of us in there, and we share our scores every day.
No. Oh, wow. Are you leading the pack?
Oh, God, no.
Oh. Come on, Danny.
Tell me how many.
Every now and then I go really well, but yeah, I think I overthink it.
Danny, real talk, how much time are you spending each day on playing Wordle?
Oh, 5 minutes.
That's the thing.
Because there's only one per day.
There is a Wordle archive.
Don't tell me about that.
Don't do that to us.
You can go back and play the previous Wordles and it will tick them off for you one by one. So
Danny.
You did two a day.
I like that.
One catch-up.
I reckon you're doing more, Danny. Here you go. Oh, I'm only spending 5 minutes, but you know about the Wordle archive. That's
absolutely
a super fan.
Because that was in my chat group. But listen, Jackson, I've got to tell you something. I go to the gym. I walk the dog every day. I'm fit and healthy. And I won't have Alzheimer's when I get old.
That's right.
You do you, sis. Love this.
You're working out your brain as well.
Very rarely do listeners have a go at Jackson.
Jackson, I'm here for it.
When he said get a life, that was just like a challenge to me. I thought, no, I'm ringing up.
Jackson, do you have a retort?
I just think let's compare notes, babe.
I love it. Thanks for your call, Danny. Appreciate it. There you go.
Wordle.
Get on board, guys.
It's still growing, but it's going to be massive.
Oh, my God. Speaking of a Facebook group like Danny, wow. I got a message from my friend the other day because I did another rat test, right? And I've done maybe three of them. You guys all give me so much shit for getting, like, COVID tests all the time. I'm actually not getting them all the time.
Like
how many in the last week?
Anyway. How many?
We're not going to skip over this. How many in the last week?
One.
Sure.
I've done one rat.
Yeah, right.
This week. Okay. I've only done one rat this week.
How many PCRs?
I think it's just being responsible.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Good.
Oh, if you guys, just because you've had COVID, Meg, and you're living a COVID-free life, like, the rest of us have to, you know, live
I'm
with
still
maybe
being cautious.
Getting COVID. No, you're not.
Excuse me.
Anyway, my friends renamed our chat on Facebook to something that I'm very unhappy about. Rat Test Anonymous.
Do you have a problem?
You've been ratting a lot, have you?
Yeah, apparently so.
Old Splinter here from the Ninja Turtles.
I don't the think there's master. Any... We'll chat more about it next. But I'm quite offended by the whole thing. Are you now getting shamed for, like, doing COVID tests? I'm sick of it. I really am.
I'll tell you more next. Yeah.